Taylor, let's catch up. Emergency edition, emergency for you. And I know you are in the hub and in the center of all of it, but give it to us. Big news.
Big news. Deshaun Watson out for the season, not with an ankle injury, but with a shoulder injury. The same shoulder that he's been dealing with all season, except it was a totally different injury altogether, something that nobody saw coming. The Browns, just when you think that they are on the up and up, you know, they got over the Nick Chubb injury. They've been playing well. They're currently in the playoffs. If the season were to end today, they just are coming off of a win against the Ravens, have a big division game against the Steelers coming up, and Deshaun Watson out for the season. How devastating for him.
And Taylor, again, we've talked so much about the Browns. Again, I say that I'm driving the Browns bandwagon. You know, early on, it looked great to start the season with the big win that they had. But then to lose Chubb the way they did against the Steelers, it seemed like at that point it could have moved in another direction. But the team held together in games without, in games that Deshaun Watson hasn't finished for this team. They actually split at 2-2. And it's been unreal what they've been able to do. I mean, think about even this past Sunday, Taylor, missing the extra point in what seemed like a crazy 14-point comeback against the Ravens. And then even despite that, still winning that game the way that they did.
And talk about Deshaun Watson playing through the injury and having a near perfect second half. And that just kind of shows that before the first half ended, he was so uncomfortable. And then when he went in at halftime, they had to readjust his shoulder, you know, bandage, rewrap it, probably just so it could continue hanging on by a thread, which is awful. But it just shows how much that he wanted to stay in there and how much he wanted to play and still wanted to play despite the shoulder injury. I feel awful for him. I feel awful for the team. But at the same time, I still think that this defense is so strong. And it's, you know, back in the day, it was always defenses win championships. I don't know if that's the case as much anymore with these like gunslinging quarterbacks that are putting up the numbers and passing yards and, you know, scores that they are. But they have a good record. They're currently in the playoffs. If Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who Kevin Stefanski just announced was going to be the starter this coming Sunday against the Steelers, if they can find a way to stop offenses, their defense will be able to. And then if they can just find a way to score points, then I think that they could still make the playoffs.
They have found ways. And again, you know, Deshaun is throwing himself in harm's way really in these games. You know, he was just, you could say he was out there just giving it his all and diving for first downs. Again, the 2-point conversion where he's diving into the end zone as well. And think about what you've gotten out of Ford. Think about how Njoku has come to life this season as well. And this has just been so impressive. Obviously, Amari Cooper has also been on such a tear as well. This team, I really just remark at it, but Taylor, when we look at it, it comes down to, do we still think, you know, through the Chubb injury, we both said,
I still think it's possible.
Browns are a playoff team.
We're going to have to see something from Dorian Thompson-Robinson that we haven't seen before, you know, but we've seen it. I mean, think about how much they really wish that they had Josh Dobbs right now.
Wow.
His story is unbelievable. What he's doing in Minnesota.
What a difference that would be.
Crazy.
You know, the Browns have a way to be this team that still, despite it all, comes back. And
it feels like the Steelers a little bit. I mean, look at what the Steelers are doing.
Well, for the Steelers to be outgained in every game and to be in the position they are in, that is one of the most remarkable stories of the season. I mean, that is historic to see them each game struggling through and their opponent each game seems to have the edge. And yet the Steelers are coming out on the right.
Back-to-back games, they won it off of a pick in the end zone. And I just tweeted out something, a crazy fact from our research notes. I'll read it to you. All six of the Steelers' wins this season have been decided by 7 points or fewer. They are 6-3 despite being outgamed in each of their games in 2023.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking history to be outgamed like that and to still be 6-3 in the playoffs. It's unreal. So it comes out of this, Taylor. We basically think that the Browns are in. But what does that mean for the Texans? Obviously, the Jets have been a ridiculous story as well.
I was looking at the Jets right now. The matchup that they've got this weekend, it's very interesting. I mean, if they win, they take over second place in the AFC East. I don't think that it automatically puts them in a playoff spot, but I mean, if the Dolphins lose, then maybe, I mean.
And again, the Bills struggling the way they are, the Broncos are actually in the chase and in the hunt right now, which is wild. And I'm just going to say one thing because they've done it before. You know, the Raiders found a way with an interim head coach in Bisaccia to make the playoffs. Yeah. That could be the story. I think more than anything, this awful news for the Browns really is tremendous news. I think this means Houston now feels solidified as a playoff team, which is unreal. And I'm actually going to say, even though I'm driving the Browns bandwagon, I feel the Raiders are onto something here. I think this could be another, can you imagine that another interim head coach for the Raiders and Antonio Pierce getting there? But I think there's just, there's so much hope now with this. This sort of opens that door for all these wild stories that are out there. You know,
especially with like the Bills taking a step back and regressing, it does open the door for all these other teams. And then I think another Cinderella story is Josh Dobbs and the Vikings, who are on a 5-game win streak, the longest win streak in the NFL right now. It's wild. And then they're about to get Justin Jefferson back. So another reinforcement to make them even better. Something that none of us saw coming
at all. But again, the news just absolutely, you know, devastating on Wednesday for what the Browns have already been through this season. You know, to be in a season where they're losing Chubb and Watson, to think if this team can vibe for the playoffs throughout, I mean, what does this say? Already done such a remarkable job keeping this together.
Hold on, before we go though, I have to have your prediction for Thursday night, Bengals Ravens. Who do you have?
Okay, you know, Taylor, from what we've seen for the Ravens in giving away leads, you know, I just feel like finally there's sort of a lesson learned there, and it just feels like, you know, the Bengals were on such a roll, and then just to see what CJ Stroud did there, the Bengals seem like the team that overcomes so much, you know, that the back-to-back season, the 0-2 starts and being able to get exactly where they wanted to. But I still think the Ravens are going to hold on and find a way here. I think this is where the Ravens really reestablish.
I don't know. I'm 50-50.
I feel like the Ravens reestablish who they are this season and being one of the dominant top-tier teams in the AFC and right there with the Chiefs. That's how I see this Ravens. I don't know where you fall on that one, but it's going to be a wild Thursday nighter.
Woo-hoo.
I can't wait. That's going to be ridiculous, Taylor.